So, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so, Jeff calls me. He always calls me dude. He goes, dude. He goes, I'm thinking about doing something different for Mother's Day. So I'm all excited that he wants to bounce something off of me. I'm thinking, all right, man. This guy wants to kind of get my idea on something. I go, well, what's up? He goes, well, I'm thinking about having, you know, just a couple people kind of share about their family life, their moms and stuff. I go, yeah, that's a good idea. He goes, dude, you're the only person that's come to my mind. So now I'm backpedaling on his idea. I'm like, I said, come on, man. I said, you know, he knows my story. I said, my house was not the Cleaver house. I said, are you? I said, and he goes, that's why it's a good story. So I thought about it for a minute and made a decision that, yeah, I will share my story. So I'm going to share just a little bit about growing up in the Tiller house and what that was like. My mom and dad were both alcoholics. I got five sisters, two older, three younger. The first four of us looked like we could be related. The last two are suspect, and we don't know, you know, so we don't know what was going on. But it was a house of chaos, man. It was a house where there was a lot of fighting. There was a lot of separations. There was times where mom was gone, and dad had girlfriends, and dad was gone, and mom had boyfriends, and everybody was gone, and it was kids raising kids. I had two older sisters that tried to raise me, and that was not an easy task. First, you got to find me, and then you got to catch me. So it's just one of those things where, you know, I just kind of did my own thing, and I ended up, you know, with a life that ended up with everything from alcoholism to heroin addiction and all the fun little things that happened in between that. So it's kind of interesting. About a month ago or so, I was over at the church office, and a secret informant, Sharon, told me that Jeff was struggling in his office with a teaching. And so I wrote on a little piece of paper, tell the story, and I slid it under his door, and because I always felt like that's one of his gifts. So I was struggling with this, and then I thought, just tell the story, man. Just tell, don't get all deep, just tell the story. Just keep it real. So my parents ended up divorced, and my dad died when I was 28, and neither me or any of my sisters have ever talked about it or went to a funeral or just kind of, it was just something that happened. And it's just kind of the way it was. So I had a real difficult time, and I've talked to a lot of, went to counseling. I had a hard time being close to my mom. Even as a grown adult, she lived very close to me, like a mile away, and I would never go over there. And I wouldn't call her on Mother's Day, and I wouldn't go over there on her birthday. And it was a struggle for me. I couldn't be close to my mom. So I think you can kind of maybe see why. It's like, how can I share this on Mother's Day? This is not a real Mother's Day kind of story. But we'll just kind of keep going. So first part of January last year, my mom was going to go have some minor surgery, and they kind of wanted to do some tests on her. And during the testing, she ended up having a couple of minor strokes. And so they brought her home. And I want to thank our food ministry that the gals do here and some of the guys. Is absolutely really a blessing, because it meant a lot to my mom, and it meant a lot to my sisters who don't know the Lord to know that mom was getting food brought to her every night at home and stuff like that. So it was just a really neat time. And so I kept talking to the ladies that were coming and thinking, hey, why don't you share Christ with my mom? You know, because I was trying to push it off on somebody else. I'll pray for her, but I want someone else to pick up the ball and kind of run with that part of the story. And you know, nobody did. So anyway, a short time after that, my mom ended up getting pretty sick, and she had to go into a nursing facility, and I had to drag myself to go visit her. I did not want to go see her. I did not want to hang out with her. You know, that's just where I was at emotionally, and there was just some kind of wall that had been built up there over years, and so for whatever reason, it was just not a kind of relationship that I had. And one day we got a call that my mom had had some kind of heart failure and that they had to rush her over to the emergency room over at San Juan, at Mercy San Juan. So I get a call from my sister, and I meet one of my sisters over there. And we go in, and my mom's in a room at the emergency, and you know, we're talking to her, and she's alert. And so when the doctor goes to leave, I go out in the hallway, and I go, "All right, man." I go, "What's going on with her?" I said, "Just tell me what's really happening here." And he goes, "You need to call your family." He goes, "Your mom could have a major incident at any moment." He goes, "She's having congestive heart failure. Her kidneys are failing, and, you know, she could leave at any time." So I'm out in the hallway. I'm thinking, I'll call Pastor Jeff. I'm thinking everybody I'm going to call to bring him down there to share the Lord with her. And I got this little saying, it's called "Let the clutch out." And I felt like God just said, "Dude, you need to let the clutch out here, man. It's your turn to get up to bat." I went, "Oh, geez," I realized, you know, I might not have time. So my sister's sitting by my mom's bed, and I go in and I sit down and I go, "Mom, I'm going to share something with you." I said, "It's the most important thing in 53 years that I've ever spoken to you about." And she goes, "What's that?" And I said, "I'm going to share the love of Christ with you." And I told her about the Lord, and I told her about his plan for her life. And I asked her if she wanted to receive Christ as her Lord and Savior. And right there at her bedside, I was able to lead my mom to Christ and know that when she left, that she would spend eternity with God. And it was kind of a trip, man. I was all excited, and I was like in like a state of shock. And as soon as I walk out of the room, directly across the hall is Linda Grant. And Greg's mom was in the other room, and she's out in the hallway. She goes, "Oh, what are you doing?" And I went, "I led my mom to Christ. I'm all, ah!" You know, and I just... you know, I was just in tears, man. I called Jeff, and I was just all excited. And so a few days later, my mom had what they call another major incident where they kind of almost lost her, and they brought her back, and we went in the hospital. In fact, it was later that night. So at the hospital, they have her in the ICU, and it was kind of neat, and I want to thank Jeff Lynch for this, because I kind of got the idea from him. He used to tell me about when his mom was sick, he would go sit and read scripture to her. And I remember I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning, and I told my wife, I said, "I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to go read to my mom." And so I got up and took a shower and was at the hospital about 4:15, and I sat and read the Psalms to my mom I think it's the first time she's heard the Word of God, and years and years and years, and you could see her just soaking it up. And I'd say, "Mom, do you want me to read some more?" And she had a mask on, but she would tell me yes. And so I'd just sit and read the scriptures to her, and it just looked like someone in the desert getting their first drink of cold water. It was pretty neat. And so my sisters would come in, and the nurses would come in, and I'd go, "Mom, you want me to read to you?" And I just figured, I don't care who's here. Mom wants to hear this, she's getting read to. So one day I said, "Hey, Mom, do you want me to read to you?" And she goes, "No." I go, "Fine." Then I'm singing, "Amazing." I just broke into "Amazing Grace." And I figured, I don't care. You're getting sung to then. And that's just kind of how I get down. But So my mom was in the hospital for a week, and some neat things happened where God brought some things full circle, and you know, I held my mom's hand for the first time that I ever remember. I'm sure I held it when I was a child, but I never held it when I was an adult. You know, I never kissed her. I kissed her on her forehead. I touched her hair and rubbed her hair, and I'd pull her mask off and take a little sponge, man. All these beepers would go off and stuff, and at first I thought, oh, no, man, because when you pull the mask off, the oxygen levels go down, and I just said, I don't care. She's getting her lips wet, and I'd take a little sponge and wet her lips and just minister to her. And this was kind of trippy because I didn't know if I was going to share this or not, but I'm going to. When she finally started to go, which was on January 29th of this year, she was sitting there, and I was holding her hand, and her breathing got real labored, and she kind of slipped out of being coherent, and her breathing was real hard. And the first time that I was holding her hand, and all of a sudden this big breath of wind comes at me, I was kind of like ready to, I was thinking, oh, this might be kind of funky, but it was really trippy, man. Her breath was like fresh breeze blowing across my face, and it just surprised me. I told my sister, I go, come here. I go, you got to feel this. And it was just amazing that under those circumstances, it was just like an ocean breeze blowing across my face. And the scripture that I thought about was the thief on the cross. And my mom was the thief on the cross. She never got baptized. She had absolutely no time to do any good works. And yet she was able to, in her last days, call on the Lord, and in his grace and in his mercy, he said, you will be with me in paradise. And she left here, and now she's in the presence of God. And so I want to thank the Lord, and today I want to tell my mom I love her. And I honor her for doing the best she could with a real limited toolbox that she brought with her into parenthood. And that's it. Thank you.